Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
That college football executives and as well as NFL executives came together and came up with. But just recently, The divisions were leaked, and a lot of different plans were leaked as well. And we're going to go through them together. Thank you guys for listening in to SEC Unfiltered. Please make sure to like, subscribe, as well as turn on bell notifications for more from the best SEC entity on the internet. So, with this being said, here were the leagues that were proposed. So here we go in the West. You had basically the Pac-12 still intact. You had Arizona, Arizona State, Cal, Oregon, Oregon State, Stanford, UCLA, USC, Washington, and Washington State. Not much of a change there for the Pac-12. But now in the Southwest, this kind of reminded me of the Southwest Conference way back in the early 80s, late 90s. You had Arkansas, Baylor, Houston, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, SMU, TCU, Texas, Texas A&M, and Texas Tech. And just like that, three SEC teams are done. Now we go to the play-ins. You had BYU, Colorado, Iowa, Iowa State, Kansas, Kansas State, Minnesota, Nebraska, Utah, and Wisconsin. I don't know why Wisconsin's in the play-ins, but that's kind of confusing to me. Whatever. In the Midwest, you had Cincinnati, Illinois, Indiana, Louisville, Michigan, Michigan State, Missouri, another SEC team, Northwestern, Ohio State, and Purdue. Now, Missouri used to be in the Big 12, and they used to compete against guys like Michigan State and, I believe, Illinois as well. But in the Northeast, you had Boston College, Maryland, Notre Dame, finally they're in a conference, Penn State, Pitt, Rutgers, Syracuse, Virginia, Virginia Tech, in West Virginia. Not a whole lot of competition there other than Notre Dame and Penn State. Virginia Tech may have a year or two. Syracuse is mid at best, but we'll see. Now in the Southeast, this is when things get a little bit tricky. You had Clemson, Duke, Florida, another SEC team, Florida State, Miami, North Carolina State, North Carolina, South Carolina, UCF, and Wake Forest. And in the South, basically your SEC, except former SEC Georgia Tech from the 90s, or from the 30s, my mistake. But it doesn't make sense. What is the point of these divisions? To make sure that there's fair competition? It seems like the only league that really wanted this to happen was Florida State. And the only reason why, it was because that the ACC was still mad about how Florida State got left out of the playoff this past year. That's why this Super League really started to take off more. Now, if you look in the Underleague division, this is 10 teams that would rotate annually but via relegation or a promotion. So you would have Boise State, James Madison, Liberty, Miami of Ohio, New Mexico State, Toledo, Troy, Tulane, UNLV, and UTSA, just because of how they performed last year. I don't really like this, to be honest with you. It doesn't make sense, because the only way that this league would be competitive is when you look at the South. You'd always have somebody different every year, whether it be Alabama, Georgia, LSU, or even Ole Miss and Tennessee. And the West doesn't really change at all, except for a few Pac-12 teams that are left out, or Pac-4 teams, as we now say. But when you look at the Plains, There's not really much competition. Colorado might have a year that they break out. Iowa might have a good one. Wisconsin is on the tread down. Utah has their moments. Kyle Whittingham's crew is kind of falters near the end of the season. And Nebraska, of course, which hopefully will be on the rise back anytime soon with Dylan Raiola as their quarterback. So it doesn't really seem not good. The 8th division is kind of weird, as we should say. How NIL would work was this. The deck proposes a national broadcast NIL, which is the BNIL construct, where players will receive pro-rata shares of a collectively bargained football player pool, which would come from the Super League's TV money, and would be distributed as follows. 5% to all rostered freshmen, 15% to rostered sophomores, 30% to rostered juniors, and 50% for rostered seniors and graduate students. Well, this kind of reminds me of that this is not a good idea. If a school exceeds the cap for this season, which is for the NIL roster cap, it would mandate that individual NIL payments for football players at a single school couldn't exceed those earned via group licensing and broadcast NIL deals. This is where college football players need to discuss this, because this is not right. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't want to get political, but this kind of sounds communist. I mean, it doesn't make sense for the NCAA, for this to even be relegated and this to be true. It's not going to happen, I can tell you that. It won't happen right now, but it doesn't make sense to the fact that we're allowing the NCAA and the powers that be to create a super league that basically limits how much athletes can make after they were granted the right to get as much money as they want. As much as I don't like how NIL is set up right now, the NCAA got themselves into a trap. That's something that they can't get out of. That's their own fault.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
But regardless, I do love when athletes get paid. I'm in full support of that. I love how the athlete is going to get paid, and I love how they deserve to get paid for all their hard work, and they deserve it. And this is why I'm glad that this never came to fruition, because it would have led to so much garbage going on, and there would be a lot of controversy around this. Now, it would bring limitations to NIL, it would bring limitations to the portal, and it would usually basically make players sign a contract like it's the NFL. They would basically have them limit how much they went to the portal, how many teams they went to. It couldn't just be a two-month deal where, hey, just sign here, you can leave whenever you want, and as soon as they grab the bag, they're out of there, like what Caden Proctor did this past month. So I'm glad that this didn't go out. I'm glad that this was never approved, because this would have been a horrible idea. Knowing that this was a league that was going to control how much the players were going to make, control how much they went into the portal, make them make their revenue basically off of TV money, which is hardly any, and it would have to be divided for those that, even though they didn't play, they would even get a little share. To me, if you want that NIL money, you have to work for it. You have to do everything possible to be able to grab that money and go. That's what Shador and Shiloh Sanders and Travis Hunter did. Do you think that it came easy for them? Just because you go to Colorado with Deion Sanders, that doesn't mean that you're guaranteed an NIL deal. Yes, you're very popular, and your name, the name on the back of your jersey, is very popular among college football fans. These dudes still had to work. If Hunter was just another guy, if he was just a bust at Jackson State, then he wouldn't be where he is right now, arguably one of the most talented players in all of college football. To me, he should be the favorite for the Heisman Trophy, and this is a guy that's earned his bag. For those that work their butt off and make themselves the best version of themselves that they can actually be. So now that brings us to another company that works really hard and is continually growing, Roback. If you guys have not heard of Roback, you got to check him out. It is safe to say that we'd bet on these guys any day of the week because we absolutely love their gear. Now, yes, the Masters are over. Yes, it's finally time to get out of Augusta and go to someplace else. But the weather is getting warm. Spring is finally on the rise. It's about to become summertime. And you know, every time when you go out to the baseball game or the golf course, you want to look snazzy. Well, Roback's got just the thing for you with their Azalea collection, meaning it's the best time of the year. The designs are just too good. When I tell you that there is nothing better than wearing an Azalea shirt to go out for a tea time, whenever you're going to the baseball game, or when you're just out and about with friends and family. Roback's performance polos are the most comfortable polos out there. They are moisture-wicking with a four-way stretch, making them perfect for a game day and have the perfect fit. So go out, check them out with and use code SECU on Roback.com. Give you 20% off your first order through the end of the week. That's ROBACK.com. 20% off all bottoms, polos, hoodies, and more with code SECU. So, with that being said, I'm glad that the Super League failed. I'm glad that nobody could agree to this except for the ACC. I'm glad that that Greg Sandusky of the SEC stepped in and said, this is BS. We can't do this. We can't have this with our league. This is going to ruin college football. This is going to continue to make bad our image look bad in the world of college football. And there's no reason for a Super League to even be in place. The NCAA, as bad as they may be right now, it's fine the way they are. Will changes be made in the future? Maybe. Will NIL kind of get relegated and will they kind of try and put some legislation on it? I don't know. That's up to them. But in my opinion, the Super League was a horrible idea from day one. It was an idea that should have never gotten out the door, and there's no reason why. The athletes should be limited on how much money they're making, but at the end of the day, it didn't get approved. The athletes don't get the bag.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.